Hello. Thank you all for joining the Piaggio Group full year 2011 conference call. Here with me are Mr. Colaninno, Piaggio Group CEO and Chairman, and Mr. Galli, Piaggio Group CFO. As usual, before beginning, I remind you that you can follow our presentation, and you can download the presentation on our website under the link Investor Relations Presentations. After the presentation, there will be the opportunity to ask questions. Now I think that we can start with the call, and I'm pleased to hand over the conference to Mr. Galli.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. Let's start with the presentation. There are a couple of highlights, and then we will look at details. First of all, we believe that 2011 full year results confirm that our strategy is consistent with what it is happening in the markets. In fact, all the emerging markets are continuing to grow at a double-digit rate. Vietnam +30%, India growing both in two, three, and four-wheeler, while the Western markets are stable or decreasing, especially in Italy and Spain. Our decision to invest in this market gave us good result, and probably we'll do the same for the future. Our position in all the market is very strong. Starting with the Western country, we believe we are showing a very resilient performance in a very difficult scenario. First of all, this is the third year in which we have been able to gain market share in Europe. We went up from 26%-27.6%, confirming our leadership in the scooter market in Europe. We have been growing volume and net sales in all the Northern European countries and in North America. We have been suffering in Southern Europe given the very difficult environment. But for the future, the recent contract we gained with Poste Italiane will sustain all our sales and production volume for 2012. And in a difficult market, we have been able to show a double-digit revenue increase in bikes with a very good performance in Moto Guzzi, which grew up by 40% this year. India, we had a very solid performance, even versus a very good 2010. We have been growing in the three-wheeler cargo segment, and we have been having a stable performance in three-wheel passenger. In July, as you know, we will enter the small pax segment with the new Ape City Petrol, and this will be to sustain our revenue in 2012. We have been having a double-digit growth in the four-wheeler sub-half-ton segment. Of course, we should improve our performance in the sub-one-ton segment, but this is an opportunity to increase our presence in India. And as you know, in April 2012, we will be launching the new Vespa, which will represent for us an entry in a market very interesting, 2.4 million units, growing at a double-digit rate. Asia Pacific, the strong momentum is continuing. The market in Vietnam is growing. Our market share is growing as well. We are reaping the initial benefit of geographical expansion with entry in Indonesia. And it's fifth consecutive year of percentual gross margin increase, despite the enlargement of the product range and despite the enlargement of the geographical range. So, we say that probably the extension from Vespa, Vietnam, to other vehicle, other region, would have decreased the gross margin. For the moment, not. The scale economy we extracted were able to give us a good performance, both in percentual terms. All of this led us to a net sales increase, 2.1%, 5.2% if we exclude the exchange rate. Some particular markets have been growing very fastly. Asia Pacific plus 40%, India plus almost 2%, 9% if we exclude the foreign effect. And also in the, some difficult market, we had a robust performance, especially in Northern Europe, which grew at 8%. So, I mean, also Western countries are not similar, because also there we have been able to have a very good performance in some countries. Improvement of EBITDA and improvement in the tax rate have been able to offset a higher depreciation charge, leading us to a net income increase by 10%, so from 42 million to 48 million. We have been reducing the net debt for the fourth consecutive year. The net financial position has in fact been improved by 14 million, especially thanks to a strict control on working capital and healthy operating cash flow generation, and all of that has allowed us not only to increase the net financial position, but also to finance a strong increase in CapEx program, which was 31% higher compared to last year. And going to the debt profile, we have been able to do a couple of good operations in 2011, such as the $75 million USPP with expiration in 2021, and the euro 130 million syndicated revolving credit facility expiring in 2015, allowing us to have an average life of debt longer than 3 years. Moving to slide 5, we can have a look at our P&L. So very quickly, net sales, as we said, from 1485 to 1516, plus 2.1%, plus 5.2% excluding the Forex. Gross margin, a little bit reduced compared to 2010, but still at 30%, which is our target. EBITDA from 197 to 200, plus 1.7%, excluding the Forex, plus 8.4%. We have to say that in this number, we also have 17 million euros of one-off restructuring cost. So of course, without this cost, the increase would have been much higher. An increase in depreciation, as you can see, from 86 to 95 due to the CapEx done in research and development to develop new products for Asia, giving an EBIT a little bit lower than last year, 105 versus 111. Financial expenses pretty stable at 26.2. Income before taxes a little bit lower than 2010, 79.3 versus 83.8. A good improvement of tax rate going down by 8 percentage points versus 2010 allowed us to significantly reduce our tax expenses. The reduction was of around 9 million euros, with the net income increasing by almost 10%. Again, including foreign effect and including restructuring costs. In terms of net financial position, as we said before, improvement of around 14 million euros, meaning 4% compared to previous year. Going to slide 6, we can see the volume evolution by cash generating unit, geographic area, and business. Let's comment, I mean, the geographic area, which is the probably most important. We can see that in the Western country, we have been reducing our volume by 7.4%, which was a good performance considering that the equivalent market went down by 9.5%. So we have been able to gain market share in Europe and US. Asia Pacific going up by 76%, especially due to good performance in Vietnam, where we increased our market share by 4 percentage points in a market growing by 30%, and where we had a very good performance in Indonesia, which started operation in July last year. India, a net increase of 2.4%, going from 220 to 225. Looking at it by business, we can see that we have been growing in scooter, a little bit reducing volume of motorbikes, but in the next slide we will look that in terms of net revenues, this will be also a good performance, and increasing our number of commercial vehicles sold. Moving to slide number 7, we can see we can have a look at revenues. We see that in comparison to a total volume reduction of 7.4% in Western country, the turnover went down only by 3%, and it means that we have been able to keep a very good pricing point, very good mix. Very good performance in business motorbikes. Looking at turnover evolution in Asia, we see an increase of 41%, of course, because we are looking not only at attacking the top part of the market with Vespa, but also the medium part with Liberty and other vehicles. But 41% is a very significant increase, which excluding the Forex could have been 55%. And then in commercial vehicle, we see plus 1.6% around the world, which would have been a growth of 8.8% excluding the Forex effect. If you look at the same segmentation by business, as we said before, we can notice the good increase of turnover of motorbikes going up by 12.2%. Before we were commenting the reduction in volume. That means that our high displacement motorbikes, with particular reference to Moto Guzzi, are performing particularly well. Going to slide 8, we can see the evolution of EBITDA. So we had a reduction in gross margin cash of around 7.7 million euro and an improvement of cash OPEX of around 11.2 million. This is, as we said before, also including a one-off restructuring cost of 17 million euro. So, the total performance in terms of reducing fixed cost and improving, the break-even point, as you can imagine, is very good. So the break-even point next year will be lower. Going to slide 9, we can show the net result evolution. So we already commented the change in EBITDA. The change in depreciation, which affected our result by 9 million euro, as we said before, is especially due to depreciation in intangible. So R&D for developing new engine and new vehicle for Asia. Financial expenses stood pretty stable. We have to include here 2.3 million euro revaluation of equity of our Chinese participation. Excluding that, the financial expenses would have increased by around 1.2 million. And this is explainable with an increase of our cost of debt because of the increase of Euribor and a small reduction of the net financial position. On top of that, we had a good reduction of taxes. This reduction is partially due to the modification of law in Italy, Last year, we had to write off some asset expiring. This year, I mean, the Tremonti law in July modified, so there is no more need to write off tax asset, but I mean, you can carry forward on without expiration in 5 years. And the second point of that was that we have been making more money in Vietnam, and as you know, in Vietnam we have so zero tax rate for, I mean, this year, and starting from next year we will have a tax rate of 7.5% for the next 12 years. So the composition of this effect allowed us to increase the net result from 43 to 47 million euros. Moving to slide 10, we can appreciate the balance sheet. So as you can notice, we had a very good performance in working capital. Working capital has been able to release something around 50 million euro cash this year. The performance was good both at commercial payable level, but also in terms of trade receivable, going down by 16 million in a year where total revenues have been increasing. This 48 million euro capital, working capital release, were financing an increase in tangible and intangible fixed assets, and also an improvement of net financial position of around 14 million. Commenting the equity, the total equity at the end of 2011 is 3.3 million better than previous year after distributing dividend, but you can better appreciate the movement in slide 11. So we've been starting with around 350 million euro net financial position. The cash flow generation at operating level was very much in line to 2010. Also after paying the 17 million euro restructuring cost, so 121 million euro, then 48.8 million euro working capital release, a strong increase in capex. Last year we have been investing 96 million, this year 126, again to build up new Vespa plant and new production facility in Asia Pacific. And then, I mean, a capital absorption of around 29.7 million, including 25.7 million of dividends, 9.1 million euro of share buyback, and other matters. So meaning that, I mean, if you include that we have been able to improve our net income, the dividend, and the share buyback, we consider that we have been delivering a high value to our shareholders. So that's a very short presentation. We are, I mean, available for questions.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question pressing star followed by one. First question comes from Mrs. Monica Bosio from Banca IMI. Mrs. Bosio, your question, please.
Yes, good evening, everyone. I would have two questions. The first one is on the quarterly trend of the group for 2012. Is it correct to believe or to think that the first quarter will be weaker than the first quarter of 2011, and then we can expect a higher contribution on the second quarter and on the third quarter, so we can see a positive improvement in top line in the second and in the third quarter. And the second question is on the working capital trend, on the change in working capital. It has been a huge change in working capital. I would like, I would appreciate if you can elaborate a little bit more on this. And in particular, I would like to know where did you have this change in working capital in terms of countries? And last, if you can give us some flavor on the tax rate for 2012. Thank you.
Okay, going to the quarterly trend, if I understood correctly, I mean, you want to comment about the new quarter in 2012. So, as you know, I mean, our product plan has the introduction of new Vespa in India in the second quarter, and then the introduction in the third quarter of the new vehicle in India. So, I mean, as you know, 2012 is expected to perform much better than 2011, I mean, as stated in the strategic plan. But, of course, I mean, the net addition would be in the medium and second part of the year. So we can expect a strong increase of turnover, not in the first quarter, where it will be very much aligned to last year, but in the second, third, and fourth quarter 2000.
Okay, thank you very much. Just a follow-up on this. Sorry to interrupt. Did you say that the first quarter will be pretty aligned to the last year? Is it correct?
In the first quarter, there are not big changes in terms of a new product introduction, and so we will be a little bit higher, we hope, but not so much higher compared to last year.
And this despite a weaker trend of the Indian market, we have had a look at the registrations and at the Piaggio market share in the Indian market in the first quarter. So I would have assumed a lower trend in revenues in the first quarter due to the Indian situation.
Yeah, so I mean, in India, as you can see from the TM data, and in Italy, probably there will be in the first, I don't know if in the first 3 months, in the first month and a half, there is a reduction. But this reduction should be absorbed by increasing other regions, namely
okay,
Asia-Pacific and other region of Europe and U.S.
Perfect.
India, we expect, in India, our competitors are attacking in terms of price reduction, financial sustain to the consumer. What we want to do is to play, a safe game, not only in terms of volumes, but especially in terms of financials. So at the moment, what we did was not to react to price reduction because we want to preserve our financials and economics. And this resulted in a January reduction of market share. Now we are studying some countermeasure, but we want to play, as in Europe, the safe game. So we don't want to follow somebody reducing pricing just to have good result for 1 month or 2 months. In Italy, the situation is a bit different, so you can see that because of atmospheric condition, crisis, shortage of money in pockets of people, I mean, the market is going down very much. But in other countries, our performance is good. So we hope to be able to offset this India and Italy performance in the first quarter.
Okay.
Moving to working capital, working capital is something on which we have to work very much during the 3-year plan because, as you know, we have a very high investment plan, and if we want to finance all the investment plan and improve the net financial position, we have to play very hard on working capital. 2011 has been a very outstanding year in terms of working capital management. 48 million is something that I do not expect we will be able to manage in the future. So our target in the future is to keep the current level obtained in 2012. Going to Asia, you should expect that, I mean, in terms of receivable, you cash immediately. Going to payable, you have to short the normal payment time. So in Italy, we have 90 to 120 days. In Asia, probably you have to pay in 60 days. So, but in these days, if you look at the spread between payment time and credit time, the spread stays pretty constant, because also in Europe we have an advantage of almost 60 days. So we collect at 60 and we pay, let's say, at 120, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tax rate. So tax rate was a very good, performance, we believe. As you know, our tax rate is very much affected by our performance in India and our performance in Italy. In Italy, you have some sort of fixed cost, which is IRAP, and until June, you had some write-off to make once every year looking at the expiring tax losses. So the recent law introduced in July, and the following interpretation of this law, because it was not clear for 2011 since some weeks ago, allowed us to not to cancel the expiring tax losses. So last year we had to cancel 6.0 million euros, this year nothing. And so this is a good contribution to the tax rate. The other important contribution is the fact that due to the introduction of the new diesel engine in India, we have been able to have this tax shield, so the depreciation. So we earned something less in India this year compared to last year. And this increase has been done in a country such as Vietnam, where the tax rate is very much close to zero. So, I mean, also the geographical mix improvement supported us in reducing the tax rate. For the next year, I mean, we didn't have in our plan many expiration of deferred tax asset. So the one-time benefit has been taken fully this year, but for the next year, I mean, can be that we will have some advantage, but not so much. While, I mean, if Vietnam is going to perform so well, we should be able to keep something, I hope, in line with this year, but in any case, not worse than the 43-42% we were plotting in our strategic plan.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Nicolo Storer from Mediobanca. Mr. Storer, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon. If I may, I would like you to come back on the Indian three-wheelers market situation. It seems that the market is struggling, while two wheels and cars registration, on the contrary, are growing. Do you see any peculiarity behind this weak performance, and which is the explanation you give to these weak registration figures for the overall market? Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Colanin,
yes. When you compare the evolution of the Indian market of this year to the evolution of evolution of the market, Indian market on the previous year, I think that you consider how it's the population growing that is expected from here to the 20, where the India expected to achieve 1.5 billion people. And then, as if you consider that the average age of the population is that about 50% have more less than 20 years, you understand how is the size of the market expected for the future next 5 years. How will develop the market in the next 5 years? We expected that more of this evolution will be on the two-wheeler for transportation, and even this for growing of the population, and also for the change of the market segment of the transportation that before was concentrated on three-wheeler market, that then will be transferred to two-wheeler in one side and four-wheeler in the other side. Our product program for India is to introduce a new three-wheeler engine in July this year. Is a gasoline engine that is available, that is allowed to use as a taxi in a small city, in the city, sorry, where the population, this segment is more than 100,000 pieces here, where we do not exist until today. And this is controlled by Bajaj company. Then we have a part of India where our presence is quite big, that now is a little bit down for different consideration. Election in some of this country, or the situation coming from the monsoon that was not so good as we expected, and that have an influence on agricultural economy. We expected also to have some competition from Mahindra and Mahindra especially on the financial consumer strategy, where they are open, especially started from this year, to give more credit to his customer and to reduce the price. Now, from our strategy point of view, we decide not to reduce price and to keep a very severe policy on the consumer finance strategy, due to the fact that is for the high, for the inflation rate, and for growing on interest point side. This naturally will should have an impact to us on quantity, but we prefer to lose a little bit in market share instead to lose a price level average in one side, and then to lose and to increase the credit line to our customer, that due to the fact that I told you before, monsoon situation, a new election in some major country, and the reaction of the market to the use of two-wheeler instead of three-wheeler due to the fact of a young age and the big growing on the population, we consider that temporary situation for us, that we will be recovering from new product launch, the new Vespa launch that we, as you know, do this in the next months, where we want to have give an idea to the market that our product is a high level price segment, instead to go in the competition with a low price and financial situation, we consider too risky for the time being. At the end of this, we consider to be able to reach our budget anyway, and we await the response of the market, of the segment market to Vespa, that at today is quite good on the different research that we have done. But we prefer to see the real results before to take a final decision on price, size, and to the consumer finance strategy, where we believe that it's easy to reduce price, it's easy to increase the credit line, but we consider that too easy to reach some results. We prefer to await 2 or 3 months and see what happens on the market and finally make a decision on that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Alberto Villa from Intermonte. Mr. Villa, your question, please.
Hi, good evening. I have a couple of questions. First one is a broader question. You presented a plan a couple of months ago, and the situation, especially in Southern Europe, was pretty tough at that time, especially also on financial markets. Now we have seen some improvements there. The real economy is still pretty weak. Are you expecting potentially something better as an outlook going forward, as some of the problems looks to be in a situation to be fixed potentially, that could revamp a little bit demand for two-wheelers in Southern Europe, Italy in particular, which is still a very important market for your business? Second question is on the contract you won with Poste Italiane. If you can give us an idea if the profitability there is comparable with the rest of the business. And the last one is on this depreciation, which accelerated quite significantly in the fourth quarter. If you can give us an idea of what you're expecting for the full year 2012. Thanks.
So, in terms of southern country performance, of course, the general economy condition, so in terms of spread, in terms of confidence on the countries, probably has improved a little bit. If you look at consumption, the situation has not improved. Italy in January and February, comparing the market versus previous year, the situation is something like minus 30, minus 35. In Greece, the situation is even tougher. Of course, Italy is at the moment just something like 16-17% of our revenues. So, it's like, another country. So we are worried. We would have preferred very much, a different situation, but we are not very much worried by performance of southern countries. Going to Poste, Poste is something important for us in the sense that, having the opportunity to produce 18,000 vehicles more during 1 year is something important for our plant and for our also for our profitability. Of course, we're talking about a corporate business. Corporate business, so the profitability cannot be in line with the gross margin of 30%. Otherwise, if you bid such a price, you don't win. In any case, it's not like a normal sale, but if you consider the whole 18,000 at the EBIT level, The EBIT contribution, including spare parts, is very much aligned to our group EBIT. So overall, it's a good business. And I don't remember if you have another question.
On the depreciation side, if you can just give us a...
Depreciation. I mean, as you know, we have been investing more and more to expand to Asia. So in 3-4 years ago, we were investing around 90 million, 85. Last year, it was 96. This year, it has been very much increasing to 126. And so, of course, I mean, you invest and then depreciation is coming. The particular increase in 2011 versus 2010 is due to the depreciation of the diesel engine in India and to the depreciation of diesel and the gasoline engine for commercial vehicles. Of course, for the following year, as we stated in the three-year plan, the depreciation charge will increase more and more following our profile of CapEx.
Thank you. Just another little question, if I may. On the CapEx side, would you say that the intangible CapEx has grown significantly compared to...
No. I mean, at the moment, we are more and more, investing in production capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So some years ago, we had to invest a lot in new products because, we're doing a lot of new products for the same region, which was Europe. Now, we are exporting this product or maybe doing also some other products. But it's not comparable compared to last year. So some small new product and the huge CapEx investment in order to build up production capacity in Vietnam and India. So I would say that most of the new CapEx also this year are not intangible but tangible.
Thank you.
Okay.
Next question comes from Mr. Gabriele Gambarova from Banca Akros. Mr. Gambarova, your question, please.
Yes, good evening to everybody. I wonder if you can give us some details on the Indonesian market. We know that you should have sold around 15,000-18,000 scooters last year. I wondered if you could give us some details, on January, if possible, on this market. This is my first question. And then I was wondering if you could give us some more color on the Vespa in India. You will start selling it shortly. Do you have any kind of feedback from... in terms of market, it's too early to speak of market reaction, but do you have already some data in terms of dealer reaction, sell-in, inventories build up and so on? And finally, just a curiosity on the Poste Italiane contract. I remember that in 2005 you sold 27,000 units to Poste Italiane, 27,000 liberties. Do you foresee any further contract on this side, or it's done with these 18,000 units, and there are no further perspectives for sales to Poste Italiane? Thanks.
Indonesia last year we have been selling 1,000 vehicles. 2011 we have been selling 14,000 vehicles. So as we said before, we started selling from July, so it's less than 1 year. But when you start, you have some sort of need also to fulfill the network. So not all the sales immediately become registration, let's say. For 2012, our total target is around 30,000 vehicles. And we, of course, have this clear in mind, and we want to keep it. Going to Vespa India. Vespa India will be launched in April. So at the moment, there is a lot of excitement on that. Everybody is very curious. So potential customer, dealers, suppliers. So everybody thinks it will be a great success. Of course, we haven't started to sell it, so it's very difficult to say whether what was in the three-year plan, which was around something like that, Vespa is too aggressive or too low. But the excitement both by dealers and customers is very high. In terms of Poste Italiane, they have been making this tender for a long while. So, the tender started, 6 months ago. Then there was, 6 months of time to present the offer. I really don't know if it was the first part of a total offer similar to 27,000. What I can imagine is that in the period they also, started to distribute the mail in a different way compared to 3 or 4 years ago, and probably the total need is simply lower. But at the moment, the only thing I can say is that we don't have any information regarding a second possible tender.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Stefano Lustig from Equita SIM. Mr. Lustig, your question, please.
Good afternoon. I have four questions. The first one is on restructuring costs. To check if you forecast further restructuring costs in 2012, or on the contrary, what can be the benefits, the extra benefits in 2012 because of the cost you had in 2011. Then the second question is on working capital, just to check if you can tell us if there is something different in the policy, in the factoring policy you had in 2011. The third question is on gross margin, if you can give us a very rough indication when it comes to the 100 basis point reduction, if it's more increase in raw materials and purchases, or if it's more geographical mix or product mix. So if you can argue a little about the different drivers of this reduction. And the very last question is on the rollout of the sales network in Vietnam and Indonesia. So what was the number of dealers in Indonesia and Vietnam at the end of 2011, and what is the number you have in mind for the end of the current year? Thank you very much.
Okay, so restructuring. This year it was a very important year in terms of reduction of break-even point. What we did was to reduce the total structure of around 400 people, most of them in Italy, some of them in Spain. And the total cost has been very significant. So usually we have been spending in the past year something like 6 to 7 million euros. This year we have been spending 17.5 million, so three times more. Of course, this will have good benefits on 2012, but in 2012, I mean, we have not finished. We still have to think about what we want to do in Spain, and the idea is to rationalize also the Spanish plant. And so you can expect maybe something lower than in 2011, but it's not absolutely finished. Okay. So in 2012 we will have the full benefit of 2011 reduction, but we will have still some cost. Working capital.
Sorry, can I have a follow-up question? Just to be sure that I understand. So there will be obviously a benefit in 2012, but partly compensated by further restructuring costs. So all in all, the combination of the two will give only for the moment some positive contribution.
So let's say that, I mean, in 2012 we will have a full positive contribution of a lower cost of labor, which will be around, let's say, from 10 to 15 million euro. But we will have another one-off around 10 to 15 million euro, to, depending on what we are going precisely in and in the other part. So the one will be offset by the other. So if you compare 2012 with 2011, full result is a net benefit, because in 2011 we had 17 million euro cost, but only a partial recovery in terms of cost reduction. So the net effect in 2011 was negative, let's say, by 7-8 million, and in 2012 will be probably more close to zero.
Very clear, thank you.
Okay, going to working capital, we didn't have any different factoring policy. The factoring at the end of the year 2012 was very 2011. Sorry, was very much aligned to the factoring pro soluto we had at end of 2010. Going to gross margin, I mean, there were many reasons on that. I mean, of course, there was some switch from one business to the other. Out of that, I can tell you that motorbikes have been increasing. So, as you know, motorbikes has a little bit lower margin than scooters. India has been increasing, and India has a gross margin a little bit lower than the average of the group. There were some exchange rates effect, especially due to the appreciation of renminbi, which affected some purchasing cost, especially here in Europe, because we are short of renminbi. But in any case, we have also to consider that the performance of 2010, also comparing with the previous year, 9, 8, 7, was very, very good. So, I mean, as we declared many times, 30% is our target, and of course 31 is better than 30, but 30 is very much satisfactory. Going to the dealer network in Indonesia, we had 35 dealers in Indonesia in 2011 at the end, and our plan is to have something like 135 in the next years. I really cannot tell you at the moment, but maybe we can tell you later on how many dealers we plan to have in December 2012. Okay. So Raffaele will tell you.
Okay.
Thank you.
There are no questions at the moment. I remind you that you can register for your question pressing star followed by one. Next question is from Mr. Carlo Barracchia from Oppenheimer. Mr. Barracchia, your question, please.
Yes, thank you. Good evening. I would have a couple of questions. The first one is back to India again on the January data. If I'm correct, you should have go into 32% of market share. So the question is, which level for you is an important level where you will react in terms with lower prices as your competitors? The second question is on Europe. In Q4, ASP, average selling price, improved to double-digit path compared to last year. Is you have any specific reason about this issue? Is it a structural one? Is it different products? And the third question is on Asia. Which is your forecast or your indication on gross operating profit level for 2012, considering a lower average selling price per unit going to India with Liberty, I suppose, a lower level on single unit price? Thank you.
Okay, so I mean, India, again, I mean, January was a very bad month, I would say. The main reason are the following. First of all, there are a couple, I mean, to understand the situation, you have to sub-segment the market. So you have to look not only cargo and passenger, but you have to make analysis by region, and you have to make an analysis also by kind of engine. And among the packs, you have to split into segments, extra small and small. And, what happened is that, first of all, a couple of regions where we have a very good market share, the volume went down very much. And these two regions are... No, quella è la presentazione. La presentazione. And the two regions are Tamil Nadu e Abraham Pradesh. The market had a contraction of around 30% in these two regions. In one region, because the government decided to stop the number of new licenses. The other region, because the market is suffering because of political reasons. So they are thinking about splitting the region in two. So this was one of the main reasons of the reduction in market increase at general level, but also affected our market share because in one of these two markets, so Tamil Nadu, our market share is 76%. So as you can in the cargo segment. So as you can imagine, if one region like this stops the sale, you lose market share at total level. Okay. So without this stop, probably our market share would have gone down in any case, but our total volume would have gone up very much. A part of that, as we said before, going to the cargo segment, as you know, we have a very strong market share, 67%. And so it's very easy for competitors such as Mahindra and TVS to attack us, making some sort of price reduction on or financing the sales, and for us it's very tough to react. In any case,
do you have any idea? Could you give us any data on the price reduction of your competitors on the cargo?
It's around 5%, I would say. Around 5% is the price of Mahindra reduction versus us. It was used to be 2-3% before, but I mean, Indian market is very much. What we want to do is to look at the market, see if the situation is changing in this region, and do the same stuff in the segment where today we are not competing. As Mr. Colanino was saying before, there is a very, very important segment, which is the urban extra small body, where Bajaj is today competing with 200,000 units per year. So an incredible volume comparable to the total volume we are making as PVPL. And at the moment, we sell in this segment something very much closer to zero. That's because we don't have the engine, and we have the vehicle, but the vehicle is not optimized for urban cities because it's a little bit too large. So the first step will be the introduction of the new engine, petrol engine, in July. The second step will be the introduction of the new body in December. So, entering this new segment, we plan to gain, of course, more of the volume we will be losing in the market where we are attacked by Mahindra and TVS in the cargo segment. So this is absolutely a key market, very important. So almost 50% of the total Indian market. So we prefer to gain volume and market share there than immediately react to tough competition of Mahindra. Of course, we are monitoring the situation and we are studying day after day potential solution. What we can also do with this new product is to push the export. Today the export for us is accounting around 10% of our total volume or something lower. While for other competitors such as Bajaj with this particular vehicle is around 50% of the market. So we also believe that in 2012 we can push more on export, not only with the old product range, but also with the new addition in terms of APCT. The average selling price of fourth quarter in Europe, no, there is no particular reason. We have been increasing pricing starting from 2012. So, I mean, in January 1st, we increased the price. There was not price increase in November or December. The only variation was the mix. So I mean, we have product ranging from, I mean, the 2,000 euros up to 15,000 euros. So I mean, it's very common to have, because of seasonality, differences between one quarter and the other. Going to Asia, I mean, the operating margin, as we said before, is very good. In Vietnam, we are having also in 2011 a gross margin very much around 40%, despite the introduction of new product lines, which are not Vespa, and the introduction of new countries, which are not Vietnam. For India, we expect something lower. It will depend very much on the price positioning. The price positioning is still not public. If we are able to deliver the product at the price we have in our mind, also for India, the gross margin will be starting from the first year around 30 to 35%. And that's it.
Thank you very much.
There are no questions at the moment.
So thank you very much. We can close the call now. And if you need further clarification, you can call me as usual. Thank you. Bye.
The conference call is over. Thank you for calling.